Hi, James Tao here, CommSec market analyst with a midday market update. Well, we're seeing the Aussie market rebounding from what was a weaker performance yesterday, the ASX 200 up around 33 points or just shy of a half of 1% and back above that 7,400 point mark for the benchmark index. After falling for the first 3 days this week, the IT sector is the most improved so far. The tech-heavy Nasdaq last night also outperformed on US markets, but today it's the likes of Afterpay up more than 3%, rebounding from some heavier losses to start the week. Iress, the financial software company, also up quite significantly, double-digit growth in terms of its share price today, around the 12% mark. There was a notice of a takeover bid from a funds management company. Also, it announced a share buyback up to $100 million. Elsewhere, the material sector lifting as well, quite significantly helped by the likes of Rio Tinto. It released its first half profit results after the market closed yesterday. Saw quite a sharp increase in terms of first half earnings and its interim dividend, helped by the record iron ore prices that we've seen of late. And we will certainly release a more in-depth look at its results if you are interested in getting more information later today. Elsewhere, property stocks are certainly underperforming most at the moment among some of the worst performers. We have banks generally weaker as well, the big four lenders in the red, but Macquarie Group roughly flat. It's holding its AGM, its annual general meeting today. It has also provided a bit of a trading update for this first quarter. Of course, their financial year slightly different to the 30 June end, but their performance has been significantly higher than the first quarter of last financial year, due to the fact that they had a big drop, of course, with the initial impact of COVID. Their markets-facing businesses also performing best. Elsewhere, and among the smaller companies, Airtasker up about 6%, also on a quarterly update earlier today. And the Aussie dollar finally is buying around 73.6 US cents.